This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Allison Brie. Of course, Steve, you know her.
I do.
From GLOW.
Oh, yeah. She's great in GLOW. I'm the worst at celebrity names and what shows they're in. Especially.
I do?
Yeah. I do?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. What's she on? Was she on?
Community.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
She was the best show ever and the best girl ever.
Yeah. Sorry, I she was also Billy Campbell's wife in Mad Men. Allison's had a lot of great roles. She was on Ellen yesterday and recalled the first time she met Ellen. She was showing some D pics she'd received on her phone to her trainer when Ellen walked by and asked, and Allison shared the pictures with Ellen too.
I had been receiving some sort of prank texts that morning. And you know, I've known our trainer Jason for a while, so I share things with him. I came bursting in like, everybody, you gotta see what I've been receiving on my phone. And as I go to show him, there you are, just passing by. And you were like, what's going on? And I whipped around. I think before I realized it was you, I was like, look at this. And it was, you know, a photo of a man's nether regions.
Right.
Nobody I knew, a stranger.
Right.
And I really put it in your face and I apologize.
Right.
Hey, Ellen, look at this.
And Ellen is just, you know, I don't know what it is. Now that I've noticed Ellen, it's just like every story that anyone tells her seems to be an annoyance. Yeah.
You think she's pissed off? That great story. You know, like, I care about dongs. Yeah. You do realize I'm not into dongs.
She answers everything that, like, you know, it's just like when someone's telling a story, yeah, right. Well, is the show over yet? I mean, maybe because I've just noticed that she's, people have said she's kind of like a meanie backstage or whatever. I'm now just listening to Ellen, like, are you happy ever?
I would love to get inside of her head then while all this is going on, like, to understand what she's thinking. But it's funny, like, she brings it up because I was recently to someone, a person I know, her podcast she does, she was talking to a female wrestler, and they said that they bonded at first because of the annoying random guy sending them dong pics. And I realized that that's probably something that a lot of women bond over, is that they get guys sliding into their DMs and just sending them dong pics without even seeing if it's okay to send them the dong pic. And one thing they've brought up, and I don't know, Vicky, you could probably attest to this, because I don't experience this problem on Twitter.
Oh, you don't get dong pics?
Well, I do, but I don't experience this part of the problem, is that I guess Twitter now will blur out an image if you get a direct message and say, we don't know what is on this image. Do you want to click to look at it? I think it's a way of them being able to, like, give you an out from having to look at some random guy DMing you a picture because you don't know. But they said that's a problem, too, because now you're curious what's behind the blur.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, is it a dong? And it's like, no, it's just a picture of a guy's, like, you know, he cooked a turkey.
Right.
Instagram does that, too.
Oh,
it's specifically where if somebody sends me something that I'm not friends with or I've never connected with, they'll say, hey, we don't know what this is. And most of the time it's fine, but sometimes I don't get it blurred out when it's the dong pic.
What a weird game of Russian roulette.
It really is.
I'm just like, I'm going to click on it.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to see a dong, but
especially
I want to know if it is or not.
Especially 50% of the time it isn't. And it could be something you really do care about seeing, but I guess they know that, well, this new person's never contacted you. So there is that.
See, and that would be my problem too, is like, I'm going to want to click on that as well. Like, there's just that certain level of curiosity. Like, my wife, it blows me away with her, was that she doesn't have Facebook Messenger on her phone, but she'll get like the alert saying, hey, you got a message from somebody, you know, and they do it, and it'll show like the first line of the thing. And she's like, oh, our friend sent me a message. She said she was going to text you as well. What did the message say? I'm like, well, why don't you just click on the message? No, the message said, I haven't gotten a text yet. She's like, oh, I don't want to download it. I don't want to go on Facebook Messenger. I don't want to deal with that. And I'm like, but now I'd have like this weird, like, resolution I need
yes.
to have.
What's going on?
Right. And she's just like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'll get to it when I get to it.
But
she's
I need
living
to
her best
know.
Life.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's great.
Like,
that
but I send you a dong pic, babe.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Now I want to just, you know, get like all sorts of phallic objects, since I know they're going to blur them out and make it look like that's what it is.
And then it's just like a hot dog?
Hot dog, a zucchini, you know, a blender.
Yeah, got to go with a blender.
Well, you know, like a magic bullet blender.
Okay.
You know, one of those
say,
things.
Like, maybe go with the eggplant, but I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, or, you know, a Vitamix. You don't know what it is. You know.
A large chocolate bar.
Yeah. I mean, I want to look substantial, so if I put a Vitamix, you know, in a compromising position,
wow.
It gets blurred out. People are going to be like, wow, that guy, I had no idea. All right, well, we'll give it a try. That's a great way to meet Ellen, though. I mean, just show, hey, how are you? Oh, hey, I probably shouldn't have just randomly just show you anybody a D-pick. I probably should have asked if you wanted to see it first.
Well, I still remember the time that Lisa Lampanelli showed us the direct message that she received from a notable figure.
Yes.
Sending her, I believe it was a solicited video, though. Like, they knew each other. But she's like, do you guys want to see this? And I it's the same thing. Like, yeah, I probably should say no, but there was like that weird part. He's like, yes, I do, and I will never forget what I saw.
Yeah, it was a lotioning moment, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, yes. Somebody was. I think they were making sure that the totem pole was easy to climb.
And a rather imposing figure. Like, he's a guy that was a big dude.
Yeah, and he was a big dude.
And like, not just with his muscles.
No, not at all. And I'm like, look at Lisa Lampanelli. I mean, she's, you know, this is somebody she knew. And like you said, it was solicited. And she was just stunned. I remember like, there's no way that's going to get anywhere near me, but it's very impressive.
But that was like a bonding moment I felt like we had with her. You know,
oh,
I
mean? Very true.
Like, that was that moment where she's like, she trusted us enough to, and also, even if she didn't trust us, like, when you make eye contact with this guy doing what he was doing, I would never share who it was. Or even think to share that video because it's so imposing. Like, he asserts that he's the alpha male in that video to the point where, like, you would never think of crossing this guy.
I would not want to be. He could beat me up with just that one part of his body.
He could beat you with one hand while doing that still.
Yeah, I do not, you know, I don't need to be pistol whipped by what that guy's bringing around. That just wouldn't,
But imagine that, like, that's how you first meet somebody. Like, Vicky, is that, like, something, like, you and, like, your girlfriends, like, is that, and I know you've talked about that before where you share them, but is it that, like, freely, like, hey, look at this, no big deal?
Yeah, usually, depending on the friends, I have a few friends that are a little bit more modest, I will ask beforehand, and if they're not feeling it, I won't.
How do you feel about dong pictures? Is that what you say?
I just got a dong pic, you want to see it? But there's people like Sarah. I'm like, Sarah, look at this. Like, I don't even bother.
And Sarah is raving. She's just, she's actually putting a big thumbs up. That's great.
My favorite people to share when I do get the unsolicited dong pics is you guys. Because we end up doing something stupid. Like, my favorite one is still this guy who was clearly at work. He had his construction shirt on.
The best.
And he just, you know, he was ready and everything. Like, but you're outside at work, and sends me a picture, you know, holding it. And so Steve then sticks his hand down his pants and proceeds to mimic it with his hands and fingers, and I sent him that back. And he, I'm like, we will just.
And
send
they've
him
been dating ever since.
Right.
Oh, how about that?
Secretly.
Lovely.
Well, him and I are best friends now.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, he liked what you had going on. He was like, forget Vicky.
It was my favorite
Steve
picture.
Guy.
I wish I could find it.
I would love. I know this will never happen, but imagine like I was somewhere and I run into that guy and it's like, dude. You remember that time I sent Vicky a dong pic and you sent me that? That was cool. Like, I would love for that to happen.
That was cool.
That would be cool.
That would be the most ridiculous way of meeting somebody.
That's such, you know,
you're the guy with the dong. No way.
It's so bizarre what we do now as a culture. And I get how guys think. If a woman sent you a random naked picture, no matter who it was, you would not be upset. But we don't understand that it's like, that's not how women think. You know, women don't want your random dong pictures.
Well, and also in the game of attractiveness, I think a woman's body trumps what we got for attractiveness.
Oh, so you think even if a woman sent a naked, if a woman sent another woman a picture of themselves, that wouldn't be so bad as getting a dong pic?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
It would be far less, not threatening maybe, kind of threatening, but like also just far less creepy.
Yeah, less aggressive. There's something
That's the word.
Really?
The stuff that males got going on, it just looks very aggressive. So
it's like an exclamation point. Like
exactly.
The dong is like the ultimate exclamation point. It's like,
but if someone you don't know sends you a naked picture of their stuff and it's a woman, you're saying that most women wouldn't be upset at that? I didn't know that.
No, I get like, I mean,
I get less bothered.
Yeah, less bothered.
Still bothered.
Well, it must just be because, you know, men have been not too cool to women over the years, and I think that might be a reason. It has to be, right? Because women don't have a history of being mean to other women in a sexual way like that. You know, I mean, the toxic masculinity, if you will, isn't there for women.
Sorry, I'm very distracted now because I'm trying to find the dog.
Stop it.
My bad.
But, okay. I remember why I don't read my messages on Facebook, because one guy just wrote to me, "Vicky, will you slap me?"
50 bucks.
Vicky, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Vicky. What I meant was, Vicky, will you slap Danny? I wrote that wrong. My bad.
Tell him to say, hey, send me a video of you slapping yourself before I even consider it.
Oh, do not.
You're slappable. No, that's not going to get weird.
You might slap.
Yeah, that's opening up the floodgates.
Don't even do that.
Or the dong gates.
A lot today, though. So I didn't know. So
we have
so
to pretty up our dong, put some makeup, a wig on it. And then
a top hat.
Then we can send it.
Okay. Top hat. And a monocle.
Oh, of course.
Guy liner, too.
Totally, yes. Mr. Peanut.
I will accept those pictures.
Mr. Peanut.
It's totally Mr. Peanut if you dress him up that way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you gotta.
All right.
We need to start this.
Oh, do we?
No.
Okay, good.
I instantly regret that.
I just read an article about it, a guy that recently got fired. I don't want to be the next guy they read in the article. BJ thought it'd be a great idea to dress up his dong as Mr. Peanut and send it to people.
Well, as long as we're not sending it to our competitors, we're fine.
Oh, okay. What about people in our own company? Does that work?
Yes, that's totally fine.
Oh, that's fine. That doesn't violate any particular videos I watch recently.
I mean, most Sundays I'm doing that to Ted all the time, you know, texting him pictures of Mr. Peanut. Ted, look at this.
Yeah, that's special joy for Ted.
Mm-hmm. He never responds. I don't know why.
Here's a lovely semi-related story. A bodybuilder from Kazakhstan. Is that where...
Borat.
That's
land.
Where Borat's supposed to be from. Okay.
Yes.
So this is a real dude from Kazakhstan, married his beloved sex doll, who he dated for 8 months before proposing a year ago.
Wasn't Kazakhstan mad at Borat at first for making their country look bad?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think this guy has decided to take the heat off of Borat.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, he's in a photo. He's wearing a tux, planning a kiss on Margot, the sex doll.
Oh, my gosh.
And, there she is. Wow, actually, that's a pretty good outfit that he has on her.
There's Yuri, and then there's Margot. It's a nice summer dress.
Margot looks a lot better than I expected. She's a high-quality sex doll.
And Yuri looks a lot better than I expected for a guy who's marrying a sex doll.
Yeah.
I mean, not to typecast, but I was assuming something different.
Yeah, he is a bodybuilder, so I figured, all right, he must be at least in good shape. But yeah, if you see this guy, you're right. You'd think this guy could probably get a date.
I do love that he has a photo shoot of him and her just hanging out by, like, the river.
But I have to tell you, Steve, if I didn't know that was a sex doll, looking at the side of my, like just glancing at that picture.
Right.
She doesn't have the normal, like, you know, really fake blow up look to her. It looked like she's a real live doll.
Yeah, these are like those ones that seem more like. That seem more realistic.
Exactly.
So like, yeah, if I was at the top of a cliff looking down at this guy and his girl, I'd be like, oh, that's sweet. They're taking pictures, not realizing that it's a sex doll.
And you'd be like, man, she's amazing. That water's all over her, and she's not moving. She's like a runway model. She's so professional.
I'd be shivering, and she's not even at all.
Yeah, he's got a picture of her in a revealing white gown as she clutches a bouquet of flowers. He's giving her a kiss. Apparently, they shared a romantic first date in front of dozens of guests who attended the traditional ceremony, which was shared on Instagram. So there were a bunch of other people just like, okay, dude, we're doing this with you.
I kind of want to talk to those dozens of guests, because I'd imagine that 90% of them are just going there just because they just can't miss this opportunity to witness this. You know what I mean?
It's just a spectacle. You're there to see the spectacle.
If somebody that I knew said, hey, I'm marrying, I just proposed to my girl, she happens to be a sex doll. She's not real.
Yeah.
Would you still want to come to the wedding? I'm like, yeah, I'm canceling all of my plans.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, here's the thing. This is, I mean...
Send me your registry. I'll buy plenty of stuff for this, too.
And this, of course, another casualty of 2020, because they plan to get married in March before the coronavirus pandemic hit. But, you know, she's immune to the virus, right? She's never going to get sick.
Well, she's not immune to feelings, because I'm reading this article, BJ.
Yeah.
And the guy said that he recently sent her to a clinic for plastic surgeons to make his synthetic girlfriend even prettier. Huh? After he claimed her media appearances were making her feel insecure.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he said, when I presented a photo of her to the world, there was a lot of criticism, and she began to develop a complex. So we decided to have plastic surgery.
I mean, isn't all surgery on her plastic?
It's a good point.
True.
Is there any chance at all this is a joke, or he's just trying to get clicks or media attention? Can he really be serious about
it? He found her a job.
Oh, yeah? What's her job?
Waitressing at a local bar.
Huh?
Does he have to help her?
If that is my waitress, I'm going to be so pissed.
Of her and him are my waitress?
Come on, that's a pretty good deal.
I'm tipping big.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Are we
morons? I feel like I'm a moron.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being pranked now.
Yeah, I really
Every
do.
Morning I feel like I'm a moron.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Plastic surgery, she gets a job. I mean, really? It's in Kazakhstan. I mean, I don't know. This does not make Kazakhstan look good. It makes it look just as bad as Borat makes you think that
like,
it might
if
be.
Waitress, no, but if, like, maybe Scarecrow, I'd be like, okay.
Well, her job is just to stand outside?
Yes!
Are they paying well for that? I mean, maybe she could be one of those sign twirlers.
Oh, that'd be great. I've seen some of those with, like, mannequin hands.
There was one going down to my old house that was a very attractive blonde.
Okay, so, yeah, why not? Or a greeter? I suppose she could be a greeter at the restaurant. They don't really help.
The hostess?
Yeah, she's not a hostess. Funnier. What is she really doing? You know, I mean, because
I've dealt
even
with hostesses that have been less friendly.
Exactly. And less helpful. Yes. Yeah. So why not her? Okay. Well, that's lovely. Kazakhstan, everybody. We got a woman that was filming a TikTok video when an intruder came through her patio door and she caught the entire interaction all on video. And you'll hear how she got him out of her place at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There was a woman, she was filming a TikTok video when an intruder came through her patio door. And she got this all on video. Here she is telling the intruder to get the hell out.
No, please get out. Please get out of my apartment right now. Please get out of my apartment right now. Get out. Get out.
Damn. I'm watching the video. You don't see the guy, but you see her. She's trying to do like her silly dance thing on TikTok, and all of a sudden gets interrupted. And she's just like, get the hell out.
That's nuts, man.
Right?
She went to a neighbor's apartment, called 911. The guy was arrested later.
Good.
You can see the video up on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. And that's just, gosh, there's nothing worse than having your place invaded. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh. You know, that's your private space, and just somebody walking in like that, you just, you know, you're like, what is going on?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. But hey, on the bright spot, she got 7.7 million likes on that video.
Well, there it is. I mean, don't know if she would have if it was just her singing.
I think she would rather have zero likes if it meant that there wasn't a guy walking into her apartment.
See, it's a tough thing, man. You know, TikTok star or a guy busting in your apartment. Can't you have one without the other?
But she says that moment when you're recording yourself dancing and your stalker climbs your second story balcony to break in. So it's somebody that knew her.
So this is a stalker dude. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if it's a rando. Yeah, this stalker business, man. I mean, I know it's been around for a long time, but I wish we could immediately send somebody to some behavioral scientists and some mental health professionals to go, what's going on in your head that you think you want to do this to somebody who obviously does not want any part of you? What are you thinking in your brain?
Yeah, why do you want to try and pursue someone who clearly does not want anything to do with you? Like, that's the thing that I remember, like, just in life over the years. Like, why would we want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you in a relationship-wise? But before even you get to that point, like, why even, like, waste your time trying to win over somebody that you know does not want anything to do with you? But I don't know what it's like to be inside the mind of somebody like that.
It pains me to say this, but there's one reason why you don't do it.
Why?
You're not mentally unhealthy.
Damn it.
It pains me to say it, because
at least not when it comes to relationships. Yes. And
I feel there are other reasons that would classify you as that, but at least in this particular category, you seem to be spot on.
The mental health is questionable in other ways.
Yes.
Not when it comes to annoying and just violating somebody's safety and privacy.
Yeah, and it's got to be a mental health issue. I mean, because the average person gets like, okay, somebody says no, they're done.
How did you think in your mind, like, I'm going to crawl through this window and this is going to go well?
Yeah, this is how it's going to be. Well, John Cusack. But even John Cusack just stayed outside and played the boombox. He didn't climb through anybody's window.
And, I mean, dude, Peter Gabriel will win over anyone.
That's a good point. Yeah, he probably should have played some Peter Gabriel for us. Is that what you're saying?
No, I always said that, dude. Romantic comedies really are not a good thing.
They're creepy.
They're 9 times out of 10, the romantic comedy is straight up a stalker that won over the person because of it's all Hollywooded up. But it's like somebody that's like, you know, I'm going to just keep bugging them even though they're in a relationship and I'm going to win them over.
Yeah, The Notebook is real creepy if you think about it. But I can't wait for you to start watching Disney movies and just saying WTF, because that is a lot of Disney movies. Like, I'm going to chase you. I don't know what you look like, but I know I'm in love with you, but you left your shoe behind. So I don't remember what you look like. I'm just going to put the shoe on everyone until I find a broad. It's
I'm hard up for a woman.
But, you know, all those skillions of years ago, whenever Cinderella was first written or whatever, that was considered romantic. It's so bizarre how times have changed. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because there have always been people with a screw loose, you know, and that's a professional term.
Yes.
You know, there always have been people who have mental health issues in the history of our society. So I don't know what this means. Are we less strong, or are they just even worse? It's hard to know.
And the crappy part of a lot of those situations, especially like if this person was a stalker for her, I wouldn't be surprised that she's reached out to authorities and tried to get this person to leave her alone. But until something bad happens, thankfully the bad for her, and I hope it's the end of it, it was him breaking into her apartment. But, you know, typically you have to wait for something bad to happen before they can do anything.
Yeah, this is...
You see that with the celebrities all the time.
Yeah, dude. It's I think, a real problem in our society that it's difficult sometimes to get money out of your own checking account than it is to stop somebody from hurting you. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, wait a minute. I got to jump through what hoops just to get you to give me my money? And yet somebody can stalk me and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty lame, man. It really, really is. And I think that I don't know what we do to fix it, but it would be nice to see our leaders focus in on situations like this and make it tougher for somebody to actually stalk you and make it more like, hey, you do this, you're in trouble right now, not until we wait until you hurt somebody.
Be more proactive with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't. And I think everybody who's any political affiliation would go for this, and yet nobody ever talks about it. You know, nobody ever brings it up in any sort of, you know, any election campaign. But I think we all agree, can't we keep people safe from stalkers? I think that's a cool thing.
And I feel like with the internet, unfortunately, there's a lot more content being put out there, but there's a lot of people that want to reach out to those content makers. And like, I've had friends who have had stories where people were harassing them and they didn't know who the person was and they couldn't get any help.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And it was basically, wait till something bad happens, then we'll help you.
Like, yeah. Oh, cool, thanks. I'll let you know when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, when I'm dead, you know, or, you know, my house gets broken into, I'll let you know.
So I guess what they're saying is that it's not that big of a problem that anybody cares. I mean, that's really the sad thing when you talk about why things are the way they are. It must not affect enough people or must not hit somebody in the pocketbook. Why else, you know, what else is it? And yet, all of us agree that there's nothing good about this dude doing what he did.
No.
I don't think anybody agrees with that. I mean, that's the one thing we can all agree on, no matter what your political affiliation is. Nobody wants someone climbing somebody's thing and going in there, you know, that's somebody's...
I'd have gates put up on my windows. I would, like, after that, if I was, like, everything would be locked to, like, the 20th degree.
Yeah. I mean, to the point where I wonder if she feels like she's got to move. You know, I mean, because some people don't like being in their house after, like, it's been broken into.
Yeah.
It's a beating. Oh, I got some good news.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do have some good news. Unilever, which is the company behind a lot of cool brands like Ben & Jerry's, Magnum, and Vaseline, which, by the way, that's a weekend right there, isn't it?
Wow. Ben & Jerry's, Magnum, and Vaseline.
Yeah, Unilever definitely.
Sounds like the start of a joke.
It's a party company.
We're not talking about the Magnum ice cream I'm missing. Because they don't want to have competing ice cream.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm assuming it is, you know, what Trojan. You might use hand in hand with Vaseline.
This sounds like my mid-20s. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, really.
I mean, that sounds like how I used to, like, flirt with women. You want to come over? I've got Magnums, Ben & Jerry's, and Vaseline.
Let's be honest. That's what your local grocery store saw you buy every week.
Shockingly.
That's all you had on the conveyor belt.
I never got any replies on MySpace when I tried that.
Yeah.
Oh. That should be my Tinder profile bio if I was on Tinder.
Yeah.
I've got Magnums, Ben & Jerry's, and Vaseline.
What else do you need?
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Right then, all of a sudden, you're getting swiped, brother. You're getting swiped right on this one.
Do you really want to be swiped, though?
Oh, you'll be swiped.
Wow. Okay, well, good for them for owning three important things.
That wasn't the good news, but I mean, that's part of the good news, is that they have an amazing portfolio as a company.
Sounds great to me.
Whoever their president is, or whoever their head of, like, you know, what are the companies you need to work with, has a great sense of humor.
They have got a new work initiative that they are doing. They are making a bold change to the work/life for their employees in New Zealand. And of course, you know, it's got to be a place like New Zealand where, you know, I think they're a little bit cooler with how they want to treat their people than maybe the good old US of A. What they intend to do is they're going to, if this works in New Zealand, they want to implement this for all 150,000 employees worldwide. According to Business Insider, Unilever.
Unilever's got some very fun people on.
Yeah, they do.
I used to watch that when I was enjoying some Ben & Jerry's ice cream and other products.
Yeah, you did. I think you had all that stuff out there.
Oh, dear. Sabado Gigante.
Yeah, there we go.
We know what the Gigante was.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, Unilever. What they're doing is they're running this trial program with a 4-day week for workers.
Yes.
Workers will collect their full salaries. And how about this? This is now, usually you think, okay, a 4-day work week, so they're going to do 10-hour days instead of 8-hour days. And that's how they'll get it done. But they say their staff is going to work 80% of their usual contracted hours and will be able to set their own hours according to what times work best for their lives and productivity.
Also, they're going to stick with the amount of hours you would work already before this 4-hour before a 4-day work week.
So you're going to be working 32 hours a week is all they're going to require you if I read the story, right?
I love this. This is awesome.
You know what you're going to love? You think that Unilever has got a great portfolio? They also have a great managing director over in New Zealand, Nick Bangs, everybody. Yeah, he does. This is a great company. Okay, this company wins.
Seriously.
Nick Bangs is the name of one of their big mucky mucks.
Is Elon Musk in charge of Unilever?
He really should be.
Because, I mean, this is like all, like, it just feels like one giant 69 joke waiting to happen.
It really is. So Nick Bangs, bang, bang, wow. He says the move will improve employees' mental and physical well-being while making the company more productive. Nick Bangs said, quote, "We believe the old ways of working are outdated and no longer fit for the purpose."
And I think that the Prime Minister of New Zealand also, I believe she was like pushing for this as well, like a four-day work week.
Yeah.
See, I like this. Although the part that I'm a little skeptical about is like that you choose which days you're going to work. I would like for it to be uniform because, you know, part of our job is to be on the air when the most amount of people are working.
Yes.
If we have people doing like Monday through Thursday and other people doing Tuesday through Friday or Wednesday through Sunday.
That's all. What are we going
to
do?
Right. We need to know because so we could get a four-day work week as well.
Yes, exactly. So, all right.
It's very selfish of me, but yes.
All right, Nick Bangs. You know our terms. Let's get this done.
Figure out New Zealand and then apply it to the United States.
It's going to start on December 7th, and this will last an entire year. So they're going to give this a year just to see how this works.
They're saying, I guess Shake Shack is also working on this. They're thinking about experimenting with a four-day work week. But how does that work? Are you going to still be open 7 days of the week?
Yeah, this is I don't know. You know, unless they hire more people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could probably just get people who are working different and just kind of layer them.
Part-time
and,
them.
Yeah. Get some part-timers.
Where, you know, you have some people work the beginning of the week and then the other people the rest of the week and they all get paid a uniform amount and they're happier and do a better job.
Well, if you do need people manning, like, if you do need someone doing a 40-hour work week and you're cutting every down to 32, you got to figure out where to get those extra hours if you need them, especially with, like, a fast food restaurant, right? Because they're open all the time.
Unless they're talking about, like, the corporate side of it as well.
Oh, yeah, it could very well be. But I've said this before. I don't want to actually, I'm paraphrasing, so I don't think I'm going to name the person I want to give credit to.
Nick Bangs.
It's not Nick
Bangs.
Always
Nick Bangs.
But, you know, in some way, you know, we're in this capitalistic economy that we're in, but we're also really an effort-based economy, meaning that you can make more money in this life the more effort you put into it. And some people decide, you know what, I don't need to make a lot of money, therefore I'm not going to exert a lot of effort. I've got other things I want to do. I'll work, I'll support myself, but I don't want to be that person that just totally dedicates his life to work, which that person usually ends up being successful, maybe making more money because they throw their entire life into the job. Other people don't want to do that. And I really believe, can we find a way to have an effort-based economy where maybe it's not based on the gold standard or whatever the hell they're basing money on, and we just all somehow are all able to work, no unemployment, we get things done nicely so nobody has bad service because you've got enough people to take care of you. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday I waited 3 hours for a tow truck. And nobody, I guess.
You did?
Yeah. Yesterday was like the Monday after Thanksgiving is the busiest for the tow truck season. And that, unfortunately, I needed to have a tow truck that day.
Did they tell you why?
They didn't tell me why, but they just, that's a thing. I called multiple companies and they were all like, dude, you don't understand. This is our busiest day of the year.
Is it like a magical tow truck fairy that blows out people's tires?
It could be more people traveling back from the holiday. Uh-huh. Therefore, there are more breakdowns because there are more cars, I guess,
what
on the road.
What led to you getting the tow truck? Did he blow a tire?
Oh, no. Somebody just, it was for Joey D. Somebody wrecked his car. He was parked, and it was somebody just sideswiped the hell out of his vehicle yesterday.
On
his parking spot. Yeah,
that was your car, man. My bad.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, Vicky showed me a picture of it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Whoa, yeah,
dude,
that sucks.
Yeah, and you know,
and
he parked.
I thought they left a note.
They did, actually.
They did?
Yeah, but it was weird.
What did the note? Did we come
sorry
in here?
For your car.
Right? Yeah, it was a weird
wow.
note.
Sorry to use your car to help stop my car.
And then just keep going.
That's amazing that they left a note. Yeah. I thought, if you told me that, I would have 100 times out of 100 said that there's no way that person left a note. Good on them.
Yeah, right. I do appreciate the fact they left a note.
Yeah.
The person we called, Joey D's called somebody, and apparently he did not get the person who hit his car. He got somebody else.
Oh, wait. Did they just leave someone else's number?
I think that might have been the thing.
I was worried that was the case, actually. But no, it was the number to their supervisor.
So this was an employee that was on the job.
Oh, okay. I was like, and, like if I got into a car accident, I'm going to be like, hey, here's BJ's number.
And it makes me.
I should. They should do that.
We don't know exactly what company this is yet, but I've got to be thinking it's a pretty high-profile company for this guy to go, I better leave a note and not get caught hitting and running. You know, so,
or maybe he still had things to do, deliveries to make.
Yeah, so I feel like that's exactly what it was some sort of delivery business, if you ask me.
So do you remember what the note said?
It said four words. For car damage, call.
No.
That's
it. And that was, yeah.
It would be better if it's like for a good time, call. Yeah.
No, yeah. It's
remember my sister, she'll hook up with you if we could forget this ever happened.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
It's better than three words, sucks for you.
Yeah. I'm just writing this note so I don't get caught.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen that happen before.
Oh, yeah, dude. That has happened many times where someone gets into a car accident in front of people and they'll just write a note making it look like they're leaving a number and they just wrote nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big question that I have is what you guys think. Did he hit my car going forward or in reverse? Because I was parked on the street and he only hit my car and I was parked in between essentially a bunch of cars. So I don't know how he just destroyed my car.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it almost looks like he just decided I'm going to ram this car.
Right?
I mean, it's a pretty gnarly dent.
Sure is.
Are they going to be able to get that out and they'll buffer it? And
I hope so.
Plunger action?
I hope so.
I'm such the optimist because the first thing I said was, it's fine. It's not a lot of frame damage. And then BJ and Sarah look at it and they go, you know that both your cars are sticking the opposite direction. They're going the other way now. And I'm like, well, maybe this might be bad.
Yeah.
It looks like, from the picture that you showed me, it kind of looks like it's next to like an alley pulling or something like that. So maybe he was just trying to like back in and just.
And then just forgot.
Really messed up.
He has rear view mirrors.
Dude, let's
feel it out.
Yeah, he destroyed Joey's mirror, though. That was off the car. He basically, so it looks like it was a total sideswipe because he got all of it. He got the rear door. He got the front door. He got the mirror. So
the front door, I mean, it's like fully bent in.
And the rear door is bent into the point. You can't see from that picture, but eventually it popped off its thing.
Okay.
And so like it was open. And so that's
no broken windows, though.
Which
no,
is so crazy.
And he ripped the car door handle completely off of my door, which means that he rammed the window, kept going, and then was like, well, we're here, so might as well finish off the other door.
Yeah, it's nuts. But we had to wait 3 hours to just get a tow truck.
Wow.
And it was so busy. And
was the car not drivable?
We didn't want to take a chance. We didn't know, but we thought, what if that? We didn't know how the door was, but last thing I wanted was
some duct tape on it. You would have been fine.
I don't want anything falling off on the freeway causing an accident. That's what I was like. You know what? We could try to save the money. And I thought, hey, look, I've got a service that, you know, I pay for that tows the truck. I'm like, let's just be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know, 3 hour delay, the worst day of the year for that.
Did you wait there too?
Yeah.
I had to wait there.
Peace well. Out. Yeah, I would like to have. It turns out I could have. They told me, you got to wait there and show all this information.
Oh,
and then I did, and nobody ever asked me for information. I could have easily left Joey D's there. So, I mean, what the heck? I mean, it was still, you know, a nice father-son bonding moment. We went and got coffee and, you know, and whatever.
Made the best out of it.
Yeah.
Sat there and complained.
Have you found out how much damage is on there?
Not yet.
I don't even want to know.
I don't
honestly.
Know if we took it to we took it to the guys that used to be on our station. I think they might still be. I don't know. I'll give them a little love anyway because they're always really good to us. And again, I'm only saying this because I like the company. I'm not getting a deal. But we took it up to our buddies at CarStar.
Nice,
because they are really good at what they do. So even if they weren't an advertiser on the radio, I'd go to CarStar because they've just been doing great work for us.
Good people over there.
Yeah.
What do you guys think though? Totaled or not totaled? Based on what you said,
not totaled. I think it's totaled.
It's two doors.
It better not be totaled. Done. It'll be a second totaled car. This is not. We haven't even paid this car off yet.
How is that going to be totaled? It just needs two new doors.
Because you never know at that point.
If it's the frame.
What if there's frame the frame
damage.
Or what if there's the.
Really?
The tires look like they're kind of bent too. Ooh. So I was like, what if the axle's messed up?
And Steve,
I can't tell the tires.
How much do you think that'll cost to fix? That's the other way they total a car is like
$6,999.
All right.
Yes.
So, yeah, you got to look at the blue book value of that car. It's only 2 years old. And if the damage is, you know, if the repair cost is more than what the car is worth, they'll total it.
I'm willing to put down a dollar saying that it's not totaled.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'll bet you that.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm not going to bet against you because I don't want it to be totaled because we haven't even paid it off. I don't even know how that's going to work out.
You get a new car. If they total it out, he'll just get a new car from the insurance.
Oh, is that how it works, Danny?
Oh, yeah, they give you a Ferrari.
Yeah. We just went through this, and they don't give you a new car. You actually have to go pay for it. Like, his last car, which was, it was 10 years old, but it was in great shape, but they were like, it's worth a dollar, sorry. And so we ended up having to get a brand new car, and they gave us very little for the old car. And
what kind of car are you going to get, Joe?
That's a good question. Okay, I kind of like this Ferrari.
You know what? I thought you kids were the bad kids. But you know, Danny's the worst child that I have.
So he says that car's totaled. My mom works in insurance, has been for 20 years. Another person says if the pillar behind the door is messed up, it'll be totaled. Oh, damn, I might lose a dollar.
Ooh.
Someone said post the pics and we'll vote on if it's totaled or not.
Yeah, are we allowed to do that with insurance and stuff? I have no idea.
What, a Twitter poll could affect your insurance?
I have no idea. I'm just asking if anybody knows if insurance companies get mad if you post pics of your accident. I'm just trying to be safe. I don't see there being a problem. But
I don't understand how that would be against any insurance rules.
I don't either. But
so
we're
going to insure your car, but you took a picture and put it on your Twitter?
That's why I'm asking. I'm asking if there's any way at all I could ruin anything by putting pictures of the car up there. I have no idea.
Well, so said it's totaled. I know. It happened to me.
No. See, how do people know it's totaled if they haven't even seen the picture?
Are you still putting car payments on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
We got a lot of payments left.
Do you have gap insurance?
Huh?
Do you have gap insurance?
What the hell
is that?
That's
a very naughty question to ask on the radio.
Gap insurance is, let's say his car is totaled, the gap insurance would pay off. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't have to make any more payments on the car.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, I get it every time I get
then
a car.
My guess is you don't have it.
Yes. Yeah.
Where do you get gap insurance? Is what, through your auto company? Like,
well,
your auto insurance?
When you buy the car.
When I buy the car, I always get
gap
insurance.
Oh, I'm not sure if we have that.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to miss out on my Ferrari because we don't have gap insurance.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that sad that you have to get insurance for something that you didn't do wrong? Like, somebody, I have a feeling.
But that's how they protect everybody.
But here's the thing. He did, so he buys, and his car is not even, it's 2 years old.
Right, but who's.
To think that they wouldn't be able to at least cover the rest of the payments of the car with the money they pay us. Like, if his car is not worth the rest of the payments, that is a horrible business because he's, you know what I mean? Like, it's 2 years old. We're paying payments.
Right.
And if his car is not worth at least the rest of the payments, like, if I don't get that much from the insurance company, what kind of a sucky industry is this business where, you know, because he did nothing. I mean, he parked his car and somebody else wrecked his car.
Right.
And he's going to have to pay for a car he doesn't have anymore. That just seems insane.
It almost feels like the person who wrecked it should have to pay the rest of it off.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
all right. Now we know where they are.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
See, here's what I thought. I thought it would be horrible if
we don't have any weapons. That way we can look
more.
Yeah, we need to look more.
You guys have made me feel good, by the way. None of you have made me feel good about this.
Well, what are we supposed to do? You want me to do a dance?
There's tamales in the fridge.
That was almost a dance.
Sweet. I love you two, both of you. Yeah, the tamales and Steve's dance will pay off a car for me.
Well,
yes,
it's not my problem. I'm not the one that didn't do the gap insurance.
Okay, yeah. That's great. I just didn't know you had to have insurance on your insurance. I have regular car insurance that I thought would cover that.
But insurance has different tiers. Like,
but I mean, it's a collision. Shouldn't they cover the cost of my car? Shouldn't I at least get the value of my car back?
So it says gap covers the difference between what the insurance pays and what you owe.
But that is insanity.
You might have it. You don't even know.
I hope
I do. You might
be
getting mad over something that you have, and you'd be like, I'm so glad we got the gap insurance.
I don't think we should need it. I think that if somebody wrecks your vehicle and you are still making payments on it, that whoever wrecked it should pay for your vehicle. Isn't that what insurance is for? I have to have insurance for my insurance?
Or they should just give you their vehicle. Say, yeah. Joe, I hope you know how to drive a truck.
Yeah.
I'm about to learn.
I'm really not liking life anymore.
You might have it. Someone says you can get gap insurance through your personal insurance company.
It doesn't
don't
mean
post
I
the
have
pictures,
it. Just
quickly
you can't
get gap insurance. That's not insurance fraud.
Got it. I have so many insurance policies, and now I need another one. This is unbelievable. I don't think. Why would I ever buy another car at this point? Why don't I just steal them?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's fair. You want to start that today?
Well, I'm just saying.
A car.
I feel like someone's stealing from me if I actually have to pay for a car that somebody destroyed that I no longer have because they won't fix it because it's totaled. Because sometimes you'll even ask, hey, can you fix it anyway? And we'll try to figure it out. And they're like, no, we're not allowed to legally
do
that.
Well, see, we're all freaking out. We still don't know if the car is totaled. Let's not jump to conclusions. Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of guarantee are you giving me on that?
Well, my life will be fine no matter what. So
everything is going to
be okay.
That's a good guarantee. All right. Well, that's one guarantee.
Although I might lose a dollar to Danny, and I'm not happy about that.
All right. Okay. Where
you guys should call the advocates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take them to town. Take them to town? How about if I take them to court?
That too.
Okay.
That's what the advocates do. They take people to town.
Is that a line? I never heard that before.
No, I'm making it up.
Take them to town.
Although, we're going to take them to town.
They can have that for free.
Show them a good time.
I've taken someone to the bank. I've taken someone to dinner. Haven't taken someone to town to really get stuff done.
Someone says, hey, BJ, I work at a big delivery company. If a company like mine wrecked his car, get an attorney and make the company pay for the car. And your attorney, chances are they may be able to take care of all that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to have to happen.
You all sue those mother effers.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have emotional damage at this point.
All right. Well, yeah, with your dad freaking out.
We got the advocates. I also know Patrick Pallas. I might have to call one of those guys.
Call them all.
I'm going to call everybody.
Yeah.
All
this
right.
Is a team effort. All hands on deck.
Yeah. Get Don Draper on this bitch.
Yeah. Yesterday.
And Saul Goodman.
Okay. Oh, and Saul. Yeah, better call Saul. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Appaloosa and Haflinger are both breeds of what animal?
Birds.
No.
Kangaroos.
No.
Tigers.
No.
Cats.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, the correct answer is horse. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at about 850 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.